Are we glad that, first of all, that Mayweather's coming out of retirement? That's one thing. Secondly, he's coming out to fight an MMA guy, great MMA guy, McGregor. Don't want to diminish it. I'm a fan. Don't get me wrong. But, and third, it's a boxing match. It's not a hybrid match. It's a boxing match. How does an MMA guy even compete in a boxing match, never mind against arguably, well, not arguably one of the greatest. He is one of the greatest. Maybe the greatest. Well, I can't say greatest. I don't want to get into the GOAT argument. A great, great, great boxer mm-hmm. of his era. What kind of a chance does he have?
It's not a good one, but it's not no chance, as a lot of people are saying. Everyone's saying it's no chance. And I know I have an MMA background, and I'm going to be the MMA guy defending the mixed martial artist here. But it's doing a disservice to combat sports and just biology and athletes aging. It's doing a disservice to all of that to completely write Conor McGregor off. You know, he trains boxing, but not the way a professional boxer trains boxing. You know, if you took a world-class elite triathlete and you had that triathlete compete in a long-distance swimming race, or you had them compete in a marathon or the Tour de France, they're not going to do well against the athletes that train specifically for those. They're not even really going to be competitive if you think about it. But the difference between a boxing match and combat sports is those cycling, swimming, running, they can't end in a split second. There's no puncher's chance equivalent in those sports. And that's where all of the intrigue comes in with this Mayweather-McGregor fight.
I'm firmly in the camp of McGregor gets dusted by Mayweather here. And the only ways that this doesn't end quickly is if Mayweather, A, does not take it seriously and isn't trained up to standards for the fight.
And he will.
Or B, age has really caught up to him over the past couple of years. I mean, this is a guy who nobody could touch him when he was 40 years old, when mm-hmm. he was fighting boxers for belts.
Yeah.
Now you got an MMA guy coming in who, granted, you know, he throws punches in the octagon, but how is he going to get anything by Mayweather's legendary all-time defense?
Yeah.
I don't see how it's going to happen.
Okay, but here's the thing, John, that I'm trying to play this out in mind and how this fight goes. I agree with both of what you said, but I think the fight has a chance to go long because, yes, like you, I don't see how McGregor can get to Mayweather and hit him. But he doesn't have to hit him to make the fight go long.
He's going to have a great steel chin, though, Raj.
Well,
Mayweather's going to be slipping and sliding and throwing jabs and then, you know, tossing out combos like McGregor has never seen before. This is one of the, I'm not going to say he's the greatest, but this is one of the greatest boxers of all time in his element.
In his era, too, he's hands down the best defensive and the smartest boxer as well. He sees what you're going to do. He's a step or two ahead of his opponent in nearly every exchange. But at the end of the day, Floyd Mayweather gets punched in his fights. Like, he gets punched. He doesn't slip every single punch. And in combat sports especially, an athlete, a fighter, they age overnight.
Sure.
One day, they're the greatest of all time. They're undefeated. And then one day, they're in their next fight, they come out and they're a bit slower. And their body looks a little bit different. And it's to completely write McGregor off, I think, is doing a disservice to he's going to be 29 when they fight. Floyd Mayweather will be 40. He's 40. Just and Conor McGregor is much bigger. He does have a big reach advantage, and it's one of his top skills. It's his really, at the end of the day, Floyd Mayweather just needs to avoid McGregor's straight left. That's his best weapon. That's his best chance for victory. And Floyd Mayweather, I agree. I think this fight would probably go the distance unless McGregor pulls off an insane upset. I think Floyd Mayweather is a sharp puncher, but with 10-ounce gloves. And I don't see him schooling McGregor so badly that it's an early stoppage.
Well, McGregor has taken punches to the face in MMA bare-fisted as opposed to
sure
boxing
thing.
Gloves. So there is that, you know.
Yep.
And he is a great athlete. I'm intrigued by it. I don't see it as a circus sideshow because it's been rumored for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch it. I would think, this will be interesting.
It's going to be, with you know, no hyperbole here, one of, if not the biggest sports event of all time. From a financial standpoint, I'm sure it will be. I know there's a lot of money involved in Olympics, but they don't necessarily generate tons of money the way something like a prize fight will. The attention around this, and at the end of the day, maybe if it's just billed as a puncher's chance and kind of a spectacle, it's going to be enough to draw millions of people in.
Oh, there's no doubt that people are going to watch. People are going to buy this event.
And on the other thing, you know, a lot, 4.4 million pay-per-view buys is the current record. That was Mayweather Pacquiao. A lot of people are projecting this to potentially beat that record. I think it's guaranteed to be the second highest, bought pay-per-view of all time. But also, Mayweather Pacquiao was such a letdown in terms of just the boxing match. Was this an exciting fight? No, it was a terrible fight by all accounts, regardless of which two boxers were in there. I do not believe that the McGregor-Mayweather fight is going to be boring, because Conor McGregor's never in a boring fight. He's never in it. He's not going to fight Floyd Mayweather the way Manny Pacquiao fought Floyd Mayweather.
Then he's going to lose.
He's not going.
And then he's going to lose early. I think the only way he hangs in there is he tries to avoid it. If he just goes in there and wants to box with that guy, he's going to lose.
Well, that's the thing. I just think, you know.
And badly.
In general, if you the best boxer against the best mixed martial artist in a boxing match, on paper, the boxer wins every time and likely looks great doing it. And vice versa. If you throw a boxer in to an MMA fight, they have a puncher's chance, and they have, a less of a puncher's chance in an MMA fight because you can do much more.
Back in the day, Muhammad Ali fought the wrestler Antonio Inaki. This mm-hmm. is the only thing I can remember. I don't, maybe it's happened besides that, guys. But in that one, it was the wrestler versus the boxer. And it was a bit of a joke because Inaki spent the fight on the floor kicking away at Ali, and Ali standing over him trying to punch. It was ridiculous. But this is, like, to John's point, it's a boxing match.
Mm-hmm.
It's a boxing match.
Yeah,
if McGregor wants to win this fight or even keep it going, at some point, he's got to go in there and exchange blows with a professional boxer. Now, I do get your point. He's taking shots with the bare fist. I get that. And I'm not diminishing his athleticism. But my goodness, if they get in toe-to-toe boxing, how could he stand up?
I don't know. The crossover fights, they have happened in the past. Usually it's a boxer going into MMA.
That's very different.
It is very different. James Toney fought in the UFC, was embarrassed by Randy Couture. But, James Toney didn't train like a mixed martial artist. Ray Mercer, another former boxing champion, holds a win over a former UFC champion named Tim Sylvia. But that was like a 6-second knockout. That was a true puncher's chance. He landed the first, punch he threw and won the fight. We haven't seen too much of mixed martial artists going over to boxing. We see a lot of them go to kickboxing, and we see a lot of them, do well in jiu-jitsu and other martial arts, but we really don't see this. To me, the big X factor, it's not necessarily, it's in part Conor's punching power, but it's not like Floyd Mayweather has never fought. Every fighter he faces has knockout power. Every southpaw he's gone up against, he's embarrassed and won. But my big question is, has Floyd Mayweather, he hasn't fought in 2 years, has he slowed down? Has his reflex time diminished a fraction, whereas previously he would have slipped a punch, where nowadays maybe he's caught, maybe he doesn't roll with a punch quite as efficiently as he would have 2 years ago, and maybe Conor McGregor gets lucky.
That's a lot of maybes, Mike.
It is a lot of maybes.
That's a hell of a lot of maybes.
It is. 100% it's a lot of maybes. But I just think maybe I'm a dreamer, guys. Maybe I just and I literally I want to go on record.
You were telling us about your off-air dream, and we don't want to go.
My subconscious
it's disturbing. Turn his mic off.
I'm telling you, I had a dream Conor McGregor knocked out Floyd Mayweather, and it says something about my subconscious that I'm dreaming boring things like this. I've had other dreams too, guys, but I'm just saying, I don't think it would be the craziest thing of all time in sports if Conor McGregor won, because
it wouldn't be the craziest thing of all time.
It'd be right up
but
there.
Because you're right, he has a puncher's chance. Every fighter does.
Yeah.
But it would be up there.
It will. It would
and I'll
be
tell you
in
this,
terms
if
of
he
upsets,
knocks out
yeah.
Floyd Mayweather, beer's on me, Mike.
I,
beer's on
right.
me.
I,